All right, welcome back inside our proactive newsroom. And joining me now is Mark Duclair. He is the managing director for Astral Resources. And Mark, it's great to see you. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks. Enjoying this mile high thin air here in Colorado, that's for sure.
Yeah, you're there at the Beaver Creek Mining Conference, which is one of the biggest in North America. What's sort of the message? Why don't we start there, Mark? What do you bring into the conference? Tell everyone sort of the message of the company.
Well, Astral Resources, we're a gold-focused company. Our assets are in the Goldfields District of Western Australia. And we are now at the point where we've put out our pre-feasibility study and we're working flat out towards delivering our definitive feasibility study. So this is a company that will be moving towards development and into gold production through 2026 and into 2027. And that's certainly the message that we're bringing to this conference.
Yeah, you've obviously got a really large drill program, 76-hole campaign right now, and you released some numbers a couple of days ago. You've also released new numbers today. So, pretty well what you saw a couple of days ago, you're seeing today in what you're releasing.
Yeah, so earlier this week we released some results for Spargoville. So Spargoville was an asset that we acquired early this year, and we actually needed that asset so that we could build the project. We were really tight from a real estate perspective. But with that Spargoville transaction, we also acquired some really compelling exploration targets, and we're drilling those. And those first results that we put out earlier this week included 26 meters at 2 grams underneath a paleo channel resource, so there's a real fresh rock opportunity for us to pursue there now. And then the results out just this morning are in relation to infill drilling that we've been doing at Thea, and on the headline intersection there is 32 meters at 11 grams per ton, got another 2 meters at 96 grams per ton. And that infill program is about creating some real confidence that as we go into mining, we will get the ounces that we are expecting. And we're drilling this down to 12 meters by 12 meters, so a very tight pattern. And those early results are certainly indicating that the resource is going to stack up. So we're excited by that.
Yeah, and Mark, just so people understand the importance of that infill drilling is really not about sort of what you're doing now. It's when you get into production to make sure that you have enough in the ground to make it viable as you move to the processing part of it.
Yeah, it's an essential de-risking step. I mean, we are going to move towards production. So we're going to go and grab $150 million worth of debt. We're going to get $100 million worth of equity. We're going to put that together and we're going to build a 100,000 ounce per annum gold producer. And we refuse to fail. And so the reason we're doing this infill drilling is just to give us that additional confidence that as we start mining this Thea deposit, which is the flagship deposit, that the grade is going to support us and is going to create a business that is exceptionally profitable. And certainly with the strong tailwinds we've got with the gold price, things are looking really, really positive for us at the moment.
So just so everyone understands, the process then going into this fall and into 2026 is really about delivering that key report that you mentioned that you're working on and really getting set to get your company into production. Am I on the right track there?
Yeah, 100%. We've got to do a lot of technical work, and that'll be the delivery of the definitive feasibility study. And at the same time, because we're well funded, and we really believe in our projects, we want to continue to drill. So there's the infill drilling, which is the de-risking part, but then there's the greenfields exploration drilling, which is what we've been doing at Spargoville, and we have another 7,000 meter program that will commence at Feysville, which is another one of our satellite deposits. So we will be drilling at a pretty exciting pace, as well as working on the technical studies that we need to take the project into development.
All right, Mark, we'll leave it there. It's always exciting to go to a conference, especially when you have a lot to talk about. And as you've just heard, you have a lot to talk about. So appreciate your time. Good luck with everything. Enjoy the rest of the conference, okay?
Likewise. Thanks very much, Steve. Thanks for having us on.
All right, there's Mark Duclair. He is the managing director for the very busy Astral Resources.